picture appears to be of a family leaving on a camping trip or perhaps packing up after a camping trip. It looks to be in the countryside. In the deep background, out of focus, there seem to be many dense trees, sort of coniferous and deciduous. Yeah, they're dense enough that you can't really see the sky behind them. In front of the trees, there's maybe a cabin or a cottage. The side that faces us is sort of has a bunch of screens around it, around a veranda. Possibly there seems to be sort of lounge chairs on this veranda. In front of that, there's a lawn. The picture is from a low angle, so you can't really see much of it. It's just a green lawn. In front of this white cabin or cottage with sort of a brown wooden roof. Closer towards us, there's a handmade wooden fence. Sort of the slats seem to be on a bit of a angle here and there, so it's either in disrepair or sort of intentionally left to look rustic and not mass-produced. In front of the fence, on the left, going off of the left side of the frame, there's the back end of what is probably a family sedan. It's a white car, so it looks to be sort of like 90s aesthetic with sort of wide lights. The trunk is open, sitting on the close edge of the trunk with his feet inside of the trunk, looks to be a little boy, maybe around 10 or 12 years old. Sort of the whole family who's in this picture is it's white people. The boy has mushroom cut, brown hair, sort of a dark royal blue t-shirt tucked into jean shorts. In his lap he's holding sort of an inflatable bouncing ball with looks to be a star pattern. It's a transparent ball with that sort of stars and I guess space patterns printed around it. He's also holding in his right hand a soccer ball. Also holding the soccer ball with her right hand is presumably the mother of the family. She's wearing sort of a peach or beige or cream-colored button-up shirt with a white, I think, floral print dress underneath it. At her feet, sort of obscuring the bottom of her legs, is a suitcase, again with a floral print, sort of a white suitcase with floral print on it. The woman has sort of short, parted brown hair, and she's sort of smiling at the boy and as they're both holding the soccer ball. Over her left shoulder, she has a couple of red straps, maybe a shopping bag or a sort of straps to hold maybe a sleeping bag or a mat of some sort. She's also holding a blue folded-up towel in that arm. Next to the right of her in the picture is a young girl, looks to be about maybe a little bit older than the boy, maybe 12, 13. Brown hair, about shoulder length, tied back in a ponytail. And she's wearing a lime green t-shirt, tucked also into jean shorts with sort of white socks and white sneakers. I think she's holding a water cooler, sort of a, about maybe 4 or 5 liter water cooler, sort of plastic with a white top and red bottom. She's holding it in her left hand. Can't quite see what she's holding in her right hand, but it could be maybe a folded up chair or a folded up umbrella. And she's looking up to sort of her left, but our right to what I'm assuming is the dad. He's also got sort of short brown hair. He's looking down at the girl. He's wearing a slate gray green polo shirt with white cargo shorts. His right hand, which is sort of behind him, from our perspective, he's carrying a cooler box with a white handle, red lid, and a mustard yellow base. In his left hand, which is facing us, he's carrying a sort of canvas bag, presumably his baggage for the trip. And behind him, sort of seemingly unknowingly to the rest of the family, looking right up at the dad, there is a skunk. Presumably has not been noticed yet by the rest of the family, or maybe it's a pet. In the top right of the picture, there's the number 30.